The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know, comparing Eric Metaxas to any other radio show host is a lot like comparing apples and, oranges, perhaps?
Yes, that's it. Precisely, oranges.
Ripe, luscious, supple oranges dripping with sticky sweet juice.
Another day or two and they'll be rotten and inedible.
But today, oh, they're glorious and inviting.
Just like Eric.
And now, aren't you glad he's here? Eric Metaxas.
Yeah. Aren't you glad?
We're glad. Yeah. It's Friday. We're glad.
I got that from a Knock Knock joke. Aren't you glad?
Do
you remember the Knock Knock joke?
It was like a
Knock Knock Who's There? Banana, banana, who? Knock Knock Who's There? Banana, banana, who? Knock Knock Who's There? Banana, banana, who? Knock Knock Who's There? Orange who? Aren't you glad I didn't say banana again?
Yes. Wonderful. Classic.
I'm a curator of those old jokes and nursery rhymes. Well, Albin, today's Friday.
It's great. It's Friday.
Now, I want to tell people this is obviously hour one. In hour two today, stay tuned. My very dear friend, Kel Peterson, who is he teaches at this elite high school in North Carolina. He's an English teacher, but he and I are C.S. Lewis addicts, and we've known each other for 20 years. And he is going to be talking with me about the new edition of the great classic book, Chance of the Dance, by my friend Tom Howard. Do not miss it, folks. Chance of the Dance, by my reckoning, is one of the greatest books of the 20th century. It is short. It is stunning. It has not gotten the attention it deserves. It's that good. It's as if C.S. Lewis wrote another book. It's absolutely that good. And the prose is better than anything Lewis ever wrote. Now, that sounds like a big deal. You read it and you tell me. I wrote the foreword to it, and I want to be really clear that it's literary, so if you're not a literary type, you might not like it. But I just think it's the greatest thing. So that's hour two today.
Yes.
In hour one today,
We
got so much happening
here.
Boy. Albin, in hour one today, we're talking in a couple of minutes to Kevin Sorbo and his wife, Sam Sorbo. Kevin Sorbo, of course, is Hercules. And he stars in, if ever there's like a quote unquote Christian movie, Kevin Sorbo legally has to be in the movie. So he's starring in this movie. We'll talk about it with him. And then we're talking about a history book, a new book out, supposed to be a rip roaring read about the siege of Gibraltar. Most people like me, we've never even heard of this. The siege of Gibraltar. Gibraltar happened at the same time as our as our Revolutionary War. And according to these authors, the authors are Roy and Leslie Adkins. They're going to be calling from England, so I hope we can hear them. I hope they have a landline. But anyway, the point is that they, according to them, this huge siege of Gibraltar changed the course of the Revolutionary War. We may not have won the Revolutionary War here in America if not for this battle, which involved England and Spain and France, and it's kind of complicated. But so anyway, that's what we have going on this hour, and it's all kinds of exciting stuff. I also don't want to forget to mention, that Hillsdale is. We have a couple of sponsors I want to mention. Hillsdale is a sponsor on this program, and they're doing something so crazy. I don't want to talk about anything else. They're doing a lot of great stuff, but this is the craziest thing that they're doing. Hillsdale College, because they believe in the Constitution, they believe in the Declaration of Independence. They believe in the founding principles of America, and they believe in teaching these principles to the students of Hillsdale, but also they believe in spreading these principles around the country. So what are they doing? Albin, I think you know what they're doing.
I think
many of our listeners know what they're doing. They're sending a copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence to every single high school principal in America, every single middle school principal. These are public schools I'm talking about. In America, there's like 90-something thousand schools. They're sending these things with an offer to get these documents into the hands of every student in these public schools. If that is not amazing, I don't know what's amazing. Go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com and you can read more about it. I eat this up. Eat it up with a spoon. With a spoon, I tell you.
You must be stuffed. All right.
We don't, and we also don't want to forget to mention, today is literally the last day we're going to mention this. Okay.
Yes.
You can probably still give through the weekend, but we're done with this today. We have to, tell you that, we have not raised, what we said we would raise for food for the poor. And so we're desperate. And so here's our offer. If you give to Food for the Poor, this feeds, a kid in Haiti for a year if you give $50, right? And mm-hmm. it gives them water for life because they're digging wells so they can have clean water. Tremendous, tremendous poverty, 90 minutes away from the shores of the United States of America. It's inconceivable, but, it's up to us to help. Food for the Poor does extraordinary work, and they appeal to you through this program, folks, to step up and to help them do what they do. They're a great organization. So to get us over the hump, we are offering today is literally the last day we're going to make this offer. If you give $100, so that feeds two kids for the year, if you give $100 to Food for the Poor, you go to MetaxasTalk.com. You can give that way, or you can call. The number is 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, and we'll give that again. But if you give today $100, we are going to more than double what we've been saying for the last month. We're going to give you two annual subscriptions to Metaxas Super. Metaxas Super, of course, is our premium service, right? You get this program on video, so you can watch our guests when we have guests in studio. We are literally building a new studio with the cameras and everything, so it's going to be even better than what you're seeing now if you have this. We want to do this. Oh, and by the way, and you get commercial-free podcasts. A lot of people say, like, I don't want to listen to commercials. And, you know, it's like, okay, well then, you'll just get the show without commercials if you sign up for Metaxas Super. You get all this stuff and a lot more and extra videos, and we're planning all this stuff out. But you can either buy it at $66 a year, or you can go and give to Metaxas. I'm sorry, you can give to Food for the Poor, and you will get Metaxas Super, an annual subscription. Actually, if you give $100, you get two annual subscriptions. Only today. This is
only
the last
today.
Day we're offering this. Two annual subscriptions, which is a value, street value of $132.
Right. And don't forget one hat. We're throwing in a bonus.
And we're
one
throwing in a hat.
Hat.
And the street value on that hat.
Oh, above
it's
100.
Gotta be,
I've
gotta
seen
be like in the range.
Streets
I would
of New
say
York? New York?
$30,000.
Could be.
People are stealing like Audis, mm-hmm. okay? They see the hat in the back seat. They steal the car. They discard the car by the side of the road. They don't want the car. It's the hat that they want.
That's right.
It's
kind of
like when somebody takes a billfold, they take the money out and they throw the billfold away. We're seeing this happening all over America. Now, that is absolutely not true. I swear. Okay.
You're
so
right.
Check out the idea that you can get this hat. You can't buy the hat.
Mm.
You know, unless when you go on the black market and mortgage your home.
We don't
you
like
need
that.
To go to MetaxasTalk.com, give $100 to Food for the Poor.
That's
we
right.
got to get over the hump. We have no time to do this.
We do.
This is it.
Okay.
Probably.
Yeah.
This is it. So you got to, and the number is 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. Alvin, at the end of this hour,
mm-hmm.
I'd like you to talk about Volkswagen.
The Chappaquiddick and what it always brings to mind to me, the National Lampoon and the Volkswagen ad.
Well, yesterday we had the producer on, Mark Giardi.
Great interview, by the way. Some of the things he reveals that are coming out in this movie they're going to blow your mind, I think.
It's horrifying.
It
and then,
is.
Of course, it made us think of Chappaquiddick. And you brought up the fact that there was
The National Lampoon. Yeah, this is back in 1972. Now, this was an election year, right? And
72.
They did and you know, the National Lampoon did all kinds of really crazy things. In fact, January 1973, the cover was a gun to a dog's head, and they said, if you don't buy this newspaper, this magazine, we're going to kill this dog. So it was very... It was
kind of edgy.
It was
in a day when you could get away with edgier stuff.
That's right. So in the election year, they had a picture, an ad. They had a Volkswagen floating in a lake, and it underneath was the caption, if Ted Kennedy drove a Volkswagen, he'd be president today. It floats.
That okay. is, you know something? That is in such bad taste, but we lived at a time. I want okay, right. at the end of this hour, we've got five more minutes. I want to pick up on this because this brings up free speech, Chappaquiddick, all kinds of – it's very interesting. So I'm glad you remembered that ad. I totally forgot about that. Okay, remember, folks, in hour two today, Chance or the Dance. I'm talking with my friend Kel Peterson. You can get Chance or the Dance at the Socrates in the City website for $10. It's I think, 16 anywhere else. So $10 at Socrates and City website. And anyway, we'll be right back. Please give to Food for the Poor, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE.
Has Jesus been misquoted, and can we really trust the Bible? Find out in Fragments of Truth, a new documentary presented by Faith Life Films and Fathom Events in movie theaters nationwide for one night, April 24th.
How good are the manuscripts on which the New Testament is based?
Where did we find them? Where are they housed today?
Discover groundbreaking new research on the most ancient manuscripts of the New Testament and learn from the experts who know them best, featuring Bible scholars Dr. Craig A. Evans and Dr. Dan Wallace, and narrated by John Rhys-Davies of The Lord of the Rings.
Some have said that the text has been deliberately changed. We're going to look at the actual text that survived from antiquity, and we're going to talk to the experts who know best.
During this month before the premiere, we'll have the Bible scholars on my show to talk about the movie and their thoughts about making this movie.
We want to get to the truth of it, to separate fact from fiction, sober scholarship from sensationalism.
Get your tickets today for the one night only April 24th national premiere at fragmentsoftruthmovie.com. That's fragmentsoftruthmovie.com.
What the hell happened last night?
It was an accident.
One of America's greatest cover-ups is now a major motion picture.
A dead body holds a lot of secrets. Those can be the difference between guilt and innocence.
Critics are calling Chappaquiddick tense, scrupulous, suspenseful.
Moses had a temper. I have Chappaquiddick.
Relentless and edge-of-your-seat absorbing.
Moses had a temper, but he never left a girl at the bottom of the Red Sea.
Chappaquiddick. Rated PG-13 for thematic material, disturbing images, some strong language, and historical smoking. Now playing.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Do you know that a recent politician once asked, "I've wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress." That's a quote from Ronald Reagan, of course. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles still matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their services with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Now, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They will leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Go get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
1, 2... 1, 2.
Yeah.
folks. This is the Peter Frampton Hour on the Eric Metaxas Show. But I'm going to interrupt Peter Frampton to bring you an actual speaking guest. In fact, not just one, folks, two. They're a married couple. I haven't seen any documentation, but they seem very happy together. I'm talking about Kevin Sorbo, a.k.a. Hercules, and his lovely wife, Sam Sorbo. They're on the line, Kevin and Sam. Welcome to the program.
I didn't know you were going to ask us to sing.
I was. It's very good to be here, and I love Frampton. I've seen him three times in concert.
Are you kidding? Three times?
No.
Jeez.
Last time I saw him, he walked on stage. You know, he's pretty much bald now, and he took his hat off, and he goes, hey, it happens.
I think he may have used that a few times before. Listen, you guys,
I think so.
I've talked to you in person like a year ago about this film, but now the film is coming out. I'm excited. I shouldn't say that. I mean, I know it came out in October, but what is happening now? It's the CD, the DVD. What is cooking?
We got the DVD launching, and it's on DVD and
that's
Blu-ray,
what I thought.
Walmart,
that's,
and on Amazon.
That's
everywhere.
Right. So the film, for those who are listening, I always joke around that something is not officially a Christian film unless Kevin Sorbo is in it. I've said this many times. There are other films.
That got back to me. Weren't you interviewing Dennis Quaid at the time?
Yes, correct. Well, actually, that's like the 10th time I've used that line. But when I was interviewing Dennis Quaid, I said, this is not, just so you understand, it's a spiritual movie, but it can't be an official Christian movie unless Kevin Sorbo's in it. Kevin Sorbo's not in it. Ergo,
what did Dennis say to that?
He didn't have anything to say.
I love it. It was funny.
Well, but this film came out in the fall, but you're launching it on DVD and Blu-ray. But for people who are listening, most people know who you guys are, but tell us about the film.
So the film is basically the story of the world's greatest atheist who has a near-death experience and sees something that just doesn't jive with his worldview, and it sends him into a spiral out of control. It's a movie about family. It's a movie about faith. It's a movie about forgiveness, most importantly. And it's a movie that gives audiences hope. And so it's a roller coaster ride for your emotions. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll want to stand up and cheer and all that. What we found is it's really a movie that exposes our shared humanity, and it brings people together. And so people in the theaters applauded at the end of the movie. They sat through the credit roll, and this happened repeatedly. And then at the end of the movie, they would go out and talk to complete strangers. Kevin and I both got amazing emails from audiences. In fact, Kevin just got an email yesterday. Kevin, why don't you tell him about that one?
Yeah, because now the movie, you know, it aired about 3 months here in the States last fall up till Christmas time. But now it's over in a bunch of other countries, including Canada. And I got an email yesterday from a guy that said, look, I'm a Christian. My wife is not. She's a huge fan of you. We see all your TV shows, all your movies. And she's been watching a lot of your faith-based movies lately. We went to see Let There Be Light in the movie theaters. We got in the car. She broke down. She cried. She accepted Jesus.
Whoa.
So
whoa. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I am
pretty
so
cool.
Glad you just told me that. That is so fantastic. Wow. I am not putting on this emotion. I get thrilled. When I hear stuff like this, I flip out. That is so fantastic. I mean, it's funny because, you know, I know both of you. You believe in Jesus. This is serious for you. But when you hear something like this, that what you hoped would happen actually happened and somebody bothered to tell you about it, that's a big deal. You're using your platform.
We had that with a reaction. Well, I get a lot of emails from people, you know, the atheist, agnostic. Yeah, some get nasty, but a lot of them are just like, look, I don't believe the way you believe, but your movies are pretty cool and they make me think a little bit. And that's all that really makes it worthwhile. When we did God's Not Dead, Sam and I were in the Salt Lake City airport a couple of years ago. This woman walks out to me. She starts speaking to me. I could tell she's from the Middle East. She says, I'm from Iraq. I grew up Muslim. She's like, I saw your movie God's Not Dead. I became a Christian, and she just got baptized like a few weeks earlier. Pretty amazing again. I broke down. She broke down. Sam broke down. Sam started playing with her. I mean, it was incredible.
I mean, you know, as they say, to use the cliche, it doesn't get better than that. You're affecting someone's eternal destiny. And it's not, I mean, you know, it's not even just their eternal destiny. It's other people's eternal destiny, because when a life is changed, they will change other lives. The people around these two people that you just mentioned, there are all kinds of people that they interact with who are going to see a changed life. So it is just spectacular. I know it's part of why you guys do what you do. You want to change lives, and you're using your platform to do it. It's just, it's extraordinary. I think that, you know, who knew when you were doing Hercules that that would give you a platform and a visibility that God could use for this a few years in the future? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you did know, but I'm assuming you didn't.
Not really. I mean, I've been a Christian my whole life, but it's you know, I was never opposed to doing a movie that you consider faith-based. Now, Sam says every movie is a faith-based movie, and it is. I mean, atheism is a religion, right? So,
well, that's correct.
It came to me through Dallas Jenkins, Jerry Jenkins' son, years ago, with a movie called What If? And that was my first PureFlix movie, and the same guy who wrote God's Not Dead. And he just wanted me to look at the script, and I said, who's playing Pastor Ben? He says, well, I don't know yet. And I said, I want to. He goes, Kevin, there's no money in this. And I said, I don't care. This story is amazing. This character is awesome.
Yeah.
And that's still right up there in my top five favorite movies that I've ever been in, and it's a wonderful, wonderful movie. And now Let There Be Light has replaced it as my favorite movie, so there.
Well, now you, it can't be your favorite movie because you directed it, but let me just tell
but
seriously,
I gotta say that.
But most people don't know that you direct movies. They just think of you as a muscle-bound guy. You're Victor Mature. You're a guy, you show up on the set, you flex your muscles, you say a few lines, but I've met you, and you're no fool. You're a really super sharp guy. Now, Sam is incredibly sharp, but we're not going to talk about that now. We're talking about you. You directed this film. Have you done a lot of directing? I mean, most people might not know that you direct films.
You know, I directed back in my Hercules years, back in 95, 96, my first time ever directing anything. But this is my first feature film, and I've got more coming up. I'm directing the next Left Behind movie up in Toronto, hopefully later this summer. Looks like we're on target to do it then, and I love it. It was great. But I'm smart enough to know to hire people that are good at their jobs. I look around at the director of photography, the wardrobe, the hair, the makeup, the set designer. I want people to do their jobs. I may throw in my 2 cents, but you know, I'm not a dictator on set. I like the things that go smooth, have fun. I want to create something that that people can tell on the screen is, you know, they had a good time doing this. And we did. I mean, I wish we had more time to shoot it, but, you know, we're a low-budget movie. And what happens with low-budget movies is we need word of mouth. I mean, we don't have $100 million like Thor and Star Wars to promote our movie. You know, we had like $1 million, and it sounds like a lot, but that's not a lot.
You know what? I would have you guys on my radio program for free to promote this. I promise you, I would do that. You know what? I tell you what. Let's put that in the book. Alvin, my producer's here. Alvin, let's get them on the radio program to talk about
real
this movie,
soon.
Okay? Thank you. Because we should do that. Because, you know, yeah, you don't have $100 million to spend. So my radio program, people actually listen to it now and again.
I love it.
It could happen.
I've met them, I think. I've met both of them.
You've
I'm
met those
sure.
people that listen to it? Now, Sam, you're a cheeky lass. You are in this film with your husband. How many times, other than when you met him on Hercules 20 years ago, how many times have you been in a film or something with Kevin?
You know what? We've actually worked together on a number of different projects, but this was the first one where we were both tremendously invested, I should say. I mean, we spent the entire time there. I was producing while he was directing. He was, you know, acting while I was acting. I mean, this was really a family project. Our two boys are in the movie with us. So it was a lot of fun. We get along really well. We are opinionated, but we respect each other. And so when we differ in our opinions, we find a compromise. And it was a lot of fun. It was just a great experience. And I want to mention that there's a book out that's a companion book for the movie. There's the Let There Be Light book, but there's also the Share the Light devotional, which gives you a way to put feet to your faith. And we want to encourage people to get the word out on what the light is, what the hope is that we have, and how to share that with other people. And that's what this movie is really about. It's about inspiring hope in people.
Well, it's interesting because I think a lot of times we dance around the issue of who is the object of our faith. People say it's important to have faith. It's important to have hope. It's important to have, and you realize, well, yeah, it's Jesus, basically. We can say that. It's America. We can say that. I'm becoming less and less shy. I never was hugely shy, but I think most Americans, they get it. Like, I don't believe in nothing. I don't believe in the universe. I believe in Jesus, or I want to believe in somebody who's real. And that's what we're talking about. And the three of us have experienced the reality of it. We're not crazy, usually. We're going to be right back talking to the Sorbos. Thanks. Listen. The night is young.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's just a crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate. For God's
not dead. In the darkness, we are called to be the light.
Without grace is our goal, which is fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Go to godsnotdead.com.
Have you heard of property tax lien certificates? Robert Kiyosaki and President Trump have written books on this fixed double-digit rate investment. Don't outlive your money. Protect your IRA from volatile markets. Invest in municipal-issued fixed rates. Call Cornerstone, a professional tax lien trading firm. Call 800-222-INFO. 800-222-INFO. That's 800-222-INFO.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your laptop. Your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. 1 week link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes 1 week link for criminals to get in. New LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against the threats of today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but new LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell's connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get an additional 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. New LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
Remember how my life turned upside down. I was living in the moment. I was.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to the Sorbos. You know who the Sorbos are. There's Kevin Sorbo and there's Sam Sorbo, and they're on the line right now. I got to ask you a question, Kevin Sorbo. I know that, you know, I was just talking to Dennis Quaid the other day about Christian films, and I joked around that it's not an official Christian film unless Kevin Sorbo is in the film. So I put that out there. But it kind of dawned on me that when you're a celebrity that's like huge and hunky the way you are, you can't hide. Like, I mean, even a Dennis Quaid could hide. He could put on a baseball cap and people aren't going to mob him. But you, there's just something about you. You're so big that I guarantee that when you walk through airports, you can't hide, right or wrong.
I get stopped every day. Yeah, it happens pretty much wherever I go. But people are pretty cool they're pretty cool about it. I mean, I know I got haters out there, but they don't want to come up and approach me. It's always people saying, hey, please keep making the movies you're making. I go, well, then you got to keep supporting them, and yeah, we can keep making them.
Well, as I say, you're not just starring in these films, but, you know, you directed this one. But you've really put yourself out there as somebody who you care about expressing your faith, and you care about bringing faith into the mainstream. Both of you have done that. And you realize that it's we're living in a world where Hollywood has always had a tough time, at least in our lifetimes, with the faith issue. So you said it's not a big budget film, but there's clearly a huge audience for this. Otherwise, Sean Hannity would not have invested himself in it.
I don't know that. I mean, I know that he's about the culture. Look, he's about saving this country, and I think that we have to preserve our culture if we have any chance of saving what's left of, you know, our lives, our lifestyle. And so, you know, he wanted to make his money back, but he didn't say, hey, I need to make a bunch of money on this film. He wanted to invest.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it. Yeah, no, I realize now that I implied that. I didn't mean that. In other words, I just meant that if you want to reach people, there are so many people that they are on this wavelength or they have a hunger for something spiritual, something bigger.
Oh, for sure.
And you know that they're out there. And you know that if you put a decent movie out there, people are going to see it. They'll get it on DVD. They'll get it on Blu-ray. Obviously, now they can do that because what family is not looking for family films? What family is not looking for something that does not have the F-bomb all through it? You know, it becomes increasingly hard to find stuff like this. But I guess I want to congratulate you guys again and again and Sean Hannity for stepping up to the plate, because there's so many people that just they don't bother with this stuff. They want anything to do with it. You're using your platform, to reach families.
Well, and that's the amazing thing is Sean reached out to Kevin and said, I want to produce a faith-based movie with you. Do you have anything? I mean, that's the amazing thing is Sean took the impetus. Took it upon himself to reach out and that's how we got this movie. I mean, it's that simple. It's an amazing story. And yeah, go ahead.
He actually, I've been on a show a number of times through the years over the last 10 years, and he actually took the time to go to his booking agent and said, "Hey, do you got Sorbo's number?" Because I didn't give him my number, and I pick up the phone and he goes, "Sorbo, it's Hannity. I love God's Not Dead, Death, Abel's Field. You got something like that?" And I looked at my wife and I said, "Yeah." She just finished the script, and we flew to New York. Dan Gordon did the pitching. He's an amazing. He's the other co-writer with Sam. And 30 minutes later, Sean wrote the check. And
wow.
You know, it doesn't happen that way.
That's extraordinary that he wants to give back in that sense, because that's exactly what he's doing. He knows he has influence and he sees a film like God's Not Dead and he says, I can help with this kind of thing. And he did that.
Yeah.
We've just got a few minutes, but we've got to mention that you're one of the two writers on this film. That's a pretty big accomplishment. That's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, I was really thrilled. I just, I had the idea for this movie and I thought, that's a movie that I want to see. And I called Dan Gordon, who's a very well-known film writer, and asked him if he'd write it with me, and convinced him to. He was excited because it's a movie about the human condition. It's really a movie that has real dialogue, real characters, very real scenarios in it, and has that appeal as well.
You know, go ahead, sorry.
Well, he's a little tired of the Hollywood, blow him up, bang him up, shoot him up, all of that stuff. And so he jumped on board right away.
But Eric, before you run, I said we got to leave soon. So I want to get out there. They got to get they can go to Amazon. They can go to Walmart and pick up the DVD now. Also, they can go to faithfilmsnetwork.com. Faithfilmsnetwork.com. Churches can apply there and get the movie and show their congregation and show their followers for free. And hopefully from there, people will go out and get the DVD to send to a friend or whatever.
The first thing
I want to get up and leave is we are going to Israel this year. Sam and I are taking the family. SorboIsraelTrip.com. SorboIsraelTrip.com. Come with us. Come with the Sorbos. Bring your family. We're going to retrace the steps of Jesus.
Will you be dressed as Hercules?
I will, July 16th through 26th.
Okay, because I know there's a lot of women out there that they would say, you know what, I need that in my life.
Because I was half God, you know.
I need that in my life to hang out with Kevin Sorbo dressed as Hercules. I feel a hole in my life. I need that. And
I have three of the original five Hercules outfits designed by none other than Nyla Dixon, who won the Academy Award for Lord of the Rings.
Really? All right.
Yep.
All right, but you know what, Kevin? Just to be honest, you got to have the physique to go along with it. And I'm still a month away.
All right,
I'm just a month away. The pecs are almost there. We got some incredible definition going on. I'm ready. I'm so sorry we're out of time. You guys are terrific. Thank you for taking the time to come on this program. Congratulations on Let There Be Light. I hope folks will get it wherever they can find it. Let There Be Light is the movie. This is the Eric Metaxas Show, folks. Thanks for listening.
Come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Hey, Albin.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, how are you? I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Okay.
Can I tell you? Because
yes.
Listen, for example, Relief Factor, we get these testimonials in here. Greg from Hawaii writes, My left knee started swelling last year, making climbing stairs and walking distances difficult. At the same time, my back, hips, and shoulders were aching, and I figured it was worth trying Relief Factor. Within 3 days, I was seeing a difference. Relief Factor is helping with almost all my aches and pains.
Wow.
A lot of people think they have to live with aches and pains, and I would say, you know, in some cases, maybe, but I would try Relief Factor. It is, how do I describe it, non-toxic. It's botanicals. You can take it all day long. This is not like taking Advil or something that you really shouldn't. It's not good for your organs, whatever. So go to ReliefFactor.com. Check out the Quick Start Pack for $19.95. Within a few weeks, you will know. It could be less than that, but you'll know if it works for you. But it's worked for a lot of people. Again, it's anti-inflammatory. It's something that I take every day. I recommend it. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Has Jesus been misquoted, and can we really trust the Bible? Find out in Fragments of Truth, a new documentary presented by Faith Life Films and Fathom Events in movie theaters nationwide for one night, April 24th.
How good are the manuscripts on which the New Testament is based?
Where did we find them? Where are they housed today?
Discover groundbreaking new research on the most ancient manuscripts of the New Testament and learn from the experts who know them best, featuring Bible scholars Dr. Craig A. Evans and Dr. Dan Wallace, and narrated by John Rhys-Davies of The Lord of the Rings.
Some have said that the text has been deliberately changed. We're going to look at the actual texts that survive from antiquity, and we're going to talk to the experts who know best.
During this month before the premiere, we'll have the Bible scholars on my show to talk about the movie and their thoughts about making this movie.
We want to get to the truth of it, to separate fact from fiction, sober scholarship from sensationalism.
Get your tickets today for the one night only April 24th national premiere at fragmentsoftruthmovie.com. That's fragmentsoftruthmovie.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-208-2838. That's 800-208-2838 for free information. 800-208-2838. That's 800-208-2838.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Show, and every time we have somebody on from Great Britain, it seems to me that we play Roller Coaster. I don't know why. I was speaking to Peter Hitchens a few days ago, and we played Roller Coaster while he was on, and I want to say that that's not intentional. I have as my guests, you know how much I love history. I have as my guests on the program the authors of a brand new book called Gibraltar, the greatest siege in British history. And it has a particular ramification, very important ramification in American history, because the authors of this book, Roy and Leslie Adkins, say that it was this siege of Gibraltar that was a key to the British loss in the American Revolution. I have never heard this before, and I'm very excited to have Roy and Leslie Adkins on the line. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you are calling from Great Britain.
We are, yes.
Any particular part?
From Devon in England, southwest England.
Devon clotted cream. Yes, I've heard of it. Very excited to be talking to you about this this book. Tell us, most Americans are unfamiliar with the subject of the book. We've heard of Gibraltar, but we don't know about the British siege there in 1779 for 4 years. Tell us about that.
Well, it really was the heart of the European end of the American War of Independence, which I think you call the American Revolution, which is the forgotten end, really, because everybody, both sides of the Atlantic, concentrate on what happened on mainland America. But there was quite a lot of action in Europe itself, and it really was centered around the siege of Gibraltar, and also during that time, the siege and taking of Minorca, the island, so that the two major naval bases for Britain in the Mediterranean and the control of the Mediterranean at that time were under threat.
Well, as I say, most of us didn't know that. And why? I mean, what was happening? In other words, why would the British be dividing their forces in this way? What was so important at the time in Spain?
What really happened was that France had been at war with Britain in the Seven Years' War and had lost a lot of territory and really wanted to get its own back and try to harm Britain as much as possible. And so during the American Revolution, France thought it would be a great idea to side with the rebel colonies and teach Britain a lesson that way. But in order to help America, France needed more warships, and Spain had those warships. And so after quite a lot of negotiation, France managed to get Spain to come on board. Spain really wasn't that keen to help the rebel American colonies because they had their own territory in America. France said, well, look, if we help you to get Gibraltar back and the island of Minorca, then will you help us? And so Spain just couldn't resist the temptation of getting back Gibraltar and the island of Minorca. And so in 1779, the two forces, France and Spain, came together. So France was helping America and Spain was really helping France. And so Spain thought that they would start the great siege of Gibraltar.
I guess I wasn't aware that Spain was tempted to side with the Americans. Did they, beyond this, side with us? I'm always embarrassed of my historical ignorance.
Yes. No, I think Spain was always rather reluctant because it had ramifications for its own colonies and it didn't want to lose them, and so obviously it didn't want to set up a precedent. But it was desperate to get back Gibraltar. It has always been desperate to get back Gibraltar, although it didn't actually control it for a very long time. Other countries controlled it, including Britain since then, has controlled it for longer, but it is right on their doorstep and is a thorn in their side. And consequently, with them joining their navy to the French navy, the British navy was vastly outnumbered. And it was this crucial thing that made Britain divide its forces, as you said at the beginning, because this was the problem that they had to face. They had to face naval superiority at home, which threatened to invade England at one point, as against the naval superiority that they tried to establish and maintain for some time across the other side of the Atlantic in America.
Well, it's very, very fascinating. The two of you have written many books, but the thing about this book, and we've only got a moment left here, but everyone says it's a rip roaring read, and that you don't normally think when you think of something like an historical account. Typically, those are not rip roaring reads. So I thought I've got to have you on. We have the same publisher, by the way, which is Viking. But I think that bringing history to life, it's something that I have attempted to do, and you've done it tremendously well. And I know that in England, the book has gotten tons of praise. And, of course, now it's out here in America.
Yes. Yeah, we'll hope it will get tons more praise as well.
Indeed.
Well, the Americans love history, at least the ones I talk to love history. And it's especially interesting when you can get this kind of color, you know, to fill in the blanks, because so many of us know certain aspects about the revolution, but didn't know about this aspect. What drew you to this?
Well, I think we really came across it first when we were researching the book on Trafalgar, and we visited Gibraltar in 2003, and we suddenly realized that there was this whole story about the siege, and the remains from the siege, including the siege tunnels that were dug at the time, are still there on Gibraltar to be seen.
Oh, my gosh. I'm afraid we're out of time. Folks, the book is Gibraltar, The Greatest Siege in British History by Roy and Leslie Atkins. Grab a copy.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-208-2838. That's 800-208-2838 for free information. 800-208-2838. That's 800-208-2838.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you were.
Hey, what do you mean, old man? Who do you think you're talking to?
Hey,
you, Neil Young.
Young lip whippersnapper, you.
Neil Young is way older than we are, and he dares to call us old man.
How dare you?
It's the Eric and Taxes Show. We're talking in a few minutes. We've got a full hour talking about one of the greatest books of the 20th century, Chance or the Dance. Chances are you haven't heard about it. Well, I want to change that. I wrote a new foreword, and they've republished it, and Kel and I are talking about it. I want to mention that. I also want to remind you that Hillsdale is still giving away constitutions and declarations of independence.
Still doing it.
To every single public high school principal in America, every single Republic, a middle school principal in America. They're sending these. Hillsdale College is amazing, and they're doing this because they want to spread the ideas of the founders, because if you do that, we will continue to be a free people. America will continue to be America. You know how important this is to my heart. I've written a book about it, and I care deeply about this. So please go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com, MetaxasForHillsdale.com, to find out about this screwy, brilliant scheme of Hillsdale College. And this is our last opportunity, Albin, to mention right now that we are trying to raise as much money as we can for food for the poor. There are hungry children in Haiti. Those are just words to us. But to their families in Haiti, it's not just words. This is a reality. Our friend Tom Tratup talked about it yesterday on the program, or I'm sorry, Wednesday on the program. And I got to say, if you can possibly give, we want to encourage you to give by saying that if you give $100 to Food for the Poor, and this is only good now, or probably till Monday, but right. This is our last weekday where we can mention this on the program. But if you go to MetaxasTalk.com, go to our website, or call the number, you can give $100 and feed two kids for a year. If you do that, we're going to sweeten the pot. This is the last day we can say this. We're going to give you two annual subscriptions to Metaxas Super. That is a value of $132. That's for your donation of $100. I don't need to do the math for you. I think you can figure out that $32 is yours. So if you give $100 to Food for the Poor, you get two annual subscriptions to Metaxas Super.
Plus one hat.
Plus a hat. Share the hat, share the love.
Yes.
So you can wear the hat for a while, then you can give it to a friend, and then they can experience the love and also the adulation that comes, frankly, with wearing that hat.
Mm-hmm.
It's extraordinary. People are weeping in the streets of New York City because they see Albin wearing the hat, and they weep and they weep. We say, why are you crying, sir? And they just point at the hat. They're speechless.
Yeah.
The hat's that beautiful. So if you want a hat, you can't buy the hat. You can't buy that unless you want to go on the black market and spend thousands.
Yeah.
If you want a hat, if you want to get two annual subscriptions to Metaxas Super, now's your chance today. Yep. This is it. $100 to Food for the Poor. The number is 844-863-HOPE. Albin, we've only got seconds left.
Okay,
You said that National Lampoon published this really in bad taste ad about a floating Volkswagen.
Right, and it was a presidential year, so it was Nixon versus McGovern. But see, Kennedy wouldn't run because he knew this would always come up and haunt him. Now, Volkswagen went after the National Lampoon and said they wanted a retraction, and this is what the retraction was from the Lampoon. Okay, this is what they said. Even if Ted Kennedy had driven a Volkswagen, he wouldn't be president today. That was their retraction.
Those edgy kids at the National Lampoon.
Doug Kenny and P.J. O'Rourke, you know, they Animal
Tony
House.
Hendra.
And
I have met Tony Hendra. I can't believe I met him. He's another legend. Well, we're out of time. Folks, call 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. This is your last chance. We hope you'll do it. God bless you.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.